It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and I'm disgusted. I'm going to tell you why in a second. I'm just thoroughly disgusted. Anyway, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. The Super Bowl is 2 days away. We've been waiting for this, right? 2 weeks we've been waiting, and now it's just about finally here. Thank you so much to all of the guests that we've had this week, today. DeMontre Moore, a former 49er, just joined us last hour. Thank you so much to current NFL tight end Jawan Johnson for joining us earlier in the show. Thank you to Dieter Kurtenbach. He came through. He covers the 49ers. He knows everything about Bay Area sports. He's a host on KNBR. And he just left Las Vegas. He's back in the Bay. I'm not mad at him for that. And shout-outs to people listening on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 158, and everybody tuned in on a smart speaker. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We talked a lot of football all week. As I talk about football, Patrick Beverley is already acting like a coach for the Milwaukee Bucks. This guy's got a clipboard. You think he's been there for forever. Patrick Beverley already played 5 minutes, has all of 3 points. Congratulations. Milwaukee Bucks are smacking these terrible Hornets 53-33. But anyway, we've done a lot. We talked about Emmitt Smith. He said, man, I would have fired Mike McCarthy. We'll hear from Woody Johnson, owner of the New York Jets. He's talking about how bad his backup quarterback was. But why am I disgusted? Why? Because Ryan Hickey shared something with me that is just, it's mind-boggling. I get it. It's Las Vegas. Everybody loves Vegas. You love to go. You love to gamble. You love to party. You love to smoke. You love to drink. They call it Sin City for a reason. Ryan, for people who weren't here with us in the last break, tell everybody how much you said at the Super Bowl, at the game on Sunday, am I correct?
At the game on Sunday inside Allegiant Stadium.
A single slice of pizza doesn't cost, you know, I thought maybe this is high, right, for a slice of pizza in a stadium. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe they're going to charge people $6. Hickey, how much is a slice of pizza in the Super Bowl at the stadium on Sunday?
It is $13.99. Now, this is also, I might add, if you want pepperoni. Plain, $12.99.
So you mean to tell me cheese on bread with tomato sauce costs you more than $10 for a small slice that some teenagers probably slapping together? It might be burnt, might be soggy. It's going to cost you how much again?
Plain $12.99.
$13 and pepperoni is $14?
Yes, yes, sir. And that's got to be the most expensive slice of pizza ever, right? Like a normal size slice?
They're charging you $1 for throwing some slices of salami on. Oh, my God. Pepperoni, whatever. That's terrible. Like, where's the mutiny? There is no mutiny, right? We can't have a mutiny. Like, we can't ransack the pizza place and throw it at the operators of the state. Like, $14 for a slice of pizza?
How about popcorn? You want to hear the popcorn price?
Well, I'm thinking about the movies, right? And I don't go to the movies. I really don't go to the movies. I don't like to buy food outside. I like to sit at a bar. Okay, that's what I do. I go to the bar. I know how much all alcohol costs. I don't know about food. I like to make my own at home. Now, having said that, I think, isn't popcorn, like if you go to the movie theater, isn't popcorn typically cheaper than pizza, or it's the same price normally, right?
Now, this is being advertised as souvenir popcorn selection. I don't know, and I don't believe, at least what I can see, that there's another option. I think there's only one.
So it comes in a fancy container.
That's right.
This popcorn, this souvenir popcorn from the Super Bowl will cost you $20.
No, cheaper, actually. Cheaper.
Oh, wow.
$14.99.
but it still costs more than the pizza?
Yes. Now, refills are just $2.99. So if your plan is, I'm just going to eat only popcorn for the entire game, I guess that's probably the best value you can have right there.
Well, you know what? We discussed this last night. What is the average price of a ticket? $8,000?
Yes.
There you have it. That's it. If you're paying $8,000 to go to the Super Bowl, you should have no problem paying $14 for a slice of pizza. If you are paying $8,000 for a ticket to the Super Bowl, and you walk into Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, and you say, I'm not buying a $14 slice of pizza, now you're just, you got your priorities all screwed up. I mean, you are a complete nut job. If $8,000 for a ticket is not too bad, but $14 for the pizza is now puts you over the edge. So I get
damn it. That's where I draw the line. $8,000 for a ticket, no problem. $15 slice, no. Can't do it.
Yeah, for all of that, they might as well charge these people $100 for a slice of pizza. Come on now. I saw Floyd Mayweather Jr. flaunting the fact that he paid, he bought a suite for, I don't know, 30 people, and he's like, eh, I paid my couple millions of dollars for it. It's just nutty. And I explained last hour, someone who I know from here in Georgia, she's out at the Super Bowl doing some hosting work. Her name is Miss Basketball. And I guess she finished hosting an event, and she decided to pick up some water and a Pepsi. And a matter of fact, let's take a listen. This is what she posted online.
Wait, how much is it?
$23.
$23 for Gatorade and a Pepsi. It's okay. Right. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, it wouldn't be the first.
I just was shook when you said $23 for. That's crazy.
Oh, excuse me. It wasn't a bottle of water. It was a Gatorade and a Pepsi, which I don't know. What is that? If I buy that from the gas station, I'm not expecting to shell out more than, what, $7? Each one is, what, $3.50 maybe? I don't know. That's why I drink water. I try to get water for free from my house. Damn. Vegas is a wild. I told this guy earlier this week, he called up, JR, I need advice going to Vegas. I said, don't forget nothing. Don't forget deodorant. Don't forget a toothbrush. You know, how much is a toothbrush? Oh, well, you forgot it. We're going to make you pay for one. $15. Give me the money. It's tough. And everybody wants to go to Vegas, right? We're moving all these professional sports teams to Vegas. It's I don't want to call it the Wild West. A matter of fact, this man has the worst haircut ever. Maybe he spent all his money, well, his dad's money. Well, he didn't have to spend anything. Anyway, it's Mark Davis. He has a bad haircut. And I remember back in 2017, this man was overjoyed that the Raiders, they were approved to move from Oakland to Vegas. Remember this?
My father used to say that the greatness of the Raiders is in its future. And the opportunity to build a world-class stadium in the entertainment capital of the world is one opportunity that will give us the ability to achieve that greatness.
Yeah, we got the Raiders now in Vegas. Obviously, they got the Super Bowl here. Need to build the stadium. We got Allegiant Stadium. We got the Las Vegas Aces in Vegas. We have the Golden Knights in Vegas. Both of those two teams having success. Man, even the NBA, guess what? Sooner than later, once they finish up these TV deals, and the NBA goes, man, we are swimming in money. We can afford to split the pie. The NBA is going to be putting a team out in Las Vegas. You can bet your ass on it. I mean, LeBron James, last year, he was just like, guess what? I want to own the team in Vegas. And he had a message to Adam Silver. Listen to this.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's the best fan base in the world. And I would love to bring a team here at some point. That would be amazing. And I know Adam is in Abu Dhabi right now, I believe. That's where they're at right now? Yeah, with the Bucks and Atlanta. So, but he probably sees every single interview and transcript that comes through from NBA players. So I want the team here, Adam. Thank you.
Everybody wants the money out of Vegas. And I guess why not? When you could charge people $8,000 to put their ass in a seat and then charge them $14 for a slice of pizza, why not? Now that I'm reminded how much money a ticket to the Super Bowl costs, I would have charged them $100 a slice. And I know that pizza sucks. I know it is the worst pizza. And they're going to charge you $14 for this crap? Come on. And I know all over the country, these pizza people going to be working. You better order your pizza. I don't even know. 6 hours before kickoff? I have no idea. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. $14 for a slice of pizza? Man, I'm going to swallow my saliva. It tastes better. Hey, John is here from South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, you kind of nailed it right there. There's the old joke about a guy going into a Bentley dealership and looking the car over and asking the salesman how much gas mileage does it get. And the guy says, listen, kid, you can't afford the car if you have to ask. But going back to the MVP stuff you started talking about a little back, I'm a kind of agreeing, but, and of course I'm a huge Browns fan, so I'm probably prejudiced. But even Parsons said, you know, I know the defense was number one and folded in the 20-yard line, but he even said that, you know, Garrett was like double and triple teamed the whole second half of the year and that you can't always go by the stats. So I'm just wondering. I like Stefanski getting it. I think the MVP should have been, of course, the offensive player of the year, McCaffrey, and that's why the 49ers are probably going to pull it out. But I'm just thinking, man, again, if you have to ask that question, there ain't no point in going.
Oh, you're talking about what, for the Super Bowl?
Price for the Super Bowl.
It's like, who cares? If you can pay $8,000 to get your ass in there, then who cares about the slice of pizza? But I don't know.
Exactly. It's a crazy conversation to be worried about that after you spent that money to get there.
Yeah, well, thank you, John. Somebody going to complain about it? Somebody's going to complain. Somebody's going to walk in, and you know what? I don't think you're spending $8,000, most people. I don't think you're spending $8,000 to go sit by yourself, right? You got a buddy. You said, forget it. I got $40,000 sitting around, $50,000. I got disposable income, that much money. Hey, I'm just going to go to the Super Bowl. I'm going to buy two tickets. And somebody's going to go, and they're still going to complain about the price of the food. They're going to be like, hey, I spent $16,000 on tickets, and I got to pay $15, $14 for popcorn? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Bob is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Re Show.
Hey, JR. Hey, I hope you're doing good. This thing, I kind of disagree a little bit. I don't know exactly what the tickets cost. Some people are paying $8,000 or whatever. But that does not give the concession people the right to just rip you off to the max. I mean, come on. You pay to watch the game, and they want $14 for a piece of pizza? What, $10 for a glass of water? I mean, give me a break.
Hey, Bob, they got the right to do whatever the hell it is that they want to do, because if people are going to be stupid enough to go in there and pay for it, then what's the problem? That's just the world that we live in, man. That's just the world we live in.
And come on. If you want to go to an event, that's fine. And you have paid to go to that event. But why should you get raped over the coals for, like, pizza or candy or popcorn? Come on.
Bob, you're already paying a stupid price to go sit down and watch a game.
It's not a good game, hopefully.
We hope it's a good game. That's irrelevant. It doesn't matter if you – listen, if somebody – and thank you for calling from Wisconsin. If somebody wanted to charge $8,000 to watch a high school football game, and if people were going to be willing to pay $8,000 to see 18-year-olds play football, then that's what the market says, okay? And so what right do they have to charge $14 for a slice of pizza? They got all the right in the world because somebody is going to buy it. the same way somebody decided to buy tickets worth $8,000. The price is what the price is. Nobody would be paying for it, or nobody would be selling it at that price if there weren't going to be people that were going to buy it. I don't want to sit down here and teach you economics. I learned this a long time ago. Supply, demand. I think we all know about the wealth gap, but I'll chill out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll talk some football. We'll hear some of the final comments from Patrick Mahomes and some of his teammates as they get ready for the Super Bowl. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, he's going to be playing in the game. How the hell you think this guy got a contract of $400, $450 million? It's because people are paying $8,000 for a ticket. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Whether you paid $8,000 for a Super Bowl ticket or you're paying $14 inside Allegiant Stadium for a slice of pizza, I hope that you take the time to watch the game on the field. If you're like me, you're going to be minding your business from the comfort of your own home. I'm going to enjoy the football, the pregame. I'm going to enjoy Usher. And then I look forward to sitting here with you or standing here with you on Monday night to wrap it all up. But on the football field, it's time for the action on Sunday, right? There's no more talking. The time to talk is done. And the media availability, well, ended a couple days ago. The players are all about the business. And so I want us to hear from some of the stars and their final words before they, quote-unquote, went into the trenches as they prepare for what might be a lot of their biggest games of their lives. A matter of fact, Andy Reid, in addressing the media, he had a message that he wanted to share with his players who haven't been in the Super Bowl before, because let's be real, not everybody is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, when you get through all of this stuff here, it's a game. It's faster than most games. It's crazy how in the playoffs, every game's a little faster the higher you go up in the playoffs. So it's fast, but it's still the game. You're professionals. You're arguably one out of 32 guys at your position in the whole world, so you go play.
Yeah, let's hear from the other head coach, Kyle Shanahan, who DeMontre Moore, former San Francisco 49er, came on the air with us last hour, shared some excellent perspective, talked about the personality of Kyle Shanahan, called him the Mad Hatter. You never knew what he was going to go out there and put together or concoct. 49ers, they ain't looked all that hot here in the postseason. They've given up a lot of points. I mean, they gave up 31 points to the Lions, and they had to bounce back in that one. Kyle Shanahan, he talked about the defense, and he said against the Chiefs and Mahomes, yeah, we got to do better than that.
You know, that wasn't our best on those couple plays, but that definitely wasn't why we struggled stopping the run. There was a number of other things we had to detail up. You know, when you play an eight-man front, it just takes one guy to get out of a gap first. There'd only be one guy left, and that's stuff we got to do a lot better at.
Did he say the run? I remember watching a quarterback for the 49ers play. And he had some big runs to close out the game. 2 20-plus-yard runs. I can't even call them scrambles. He ran. His name is Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy may not have the respect of a lot of people outside of his locker room. Inside, Brock Purdy, he does. He talked about that respect and when he gained it.
We went on a roll. We were 5-0. And then, honestly, when we went on a streak of losing some games, that's, I feel like, when you start, questioning and seeing how guys respond to you, and my team had my back. You know, even through those three games that we lost in a row, you had guys on defense, Dre Greenlaw, Fred, Eric Armstead, like all those guys continue to come up to me and say, dude, we got your back. You know, this is the NFL. It's not easy. And so it was in those moments that I knew, I was all right, these guys got my back and we can go.
Man, you want to know You want to know something? Forget respect. Christian McCaffrey thinks even more of Brock Purdy. Brace yourselves. This is one of the, well, forget it. This is a future Hall of Famer telling you about Brock Purdy. Are you going to believe Christian McCaffrey?
He's the leader of this team. Everything starts with him. He's one of the best players I've ever played with. And to be able to do it just in his second year, I think, you know, what he's done, not just if you look at the numbers, you know, and you didn't put his name at it, you would be in awe.
It is true. I mean, 31 touchdowns, I take it. Easy. Patrick Mahomes. People are looking at him going, hey, this is the worst offensive unit you ever played with. There's no Joe Tooney. He's not available. He's officially out for the game. Tyreek Hill is now running around in Miami. Ugh. Patrick, you an underdog, or is this a lot of BS? Tell me, Patrick.
The underdog thing, especially at this moment, I think it's a little bit overplayed. I mean, it's just we're two great football teams going up against each other. I mean, someone's got to be the underdog. And so they've been a great football team all year long. So they deserve to be the favorite in this game. And all we can do is go out there and play our best football.
Yeah, who cares about underdogs, right? Somebody asked Travis Kelce, not about being an underdog. They asked Travis Kelce about being a dynasty.
It being our third in 5 years, I think the number three is a big number in terms of dynasties and things like that. So hopefully we can get this thing, and you guys can start talking about dynasties. I'm trying to get this third ring, though.
I agree with him. Third time's a charm, right? Not everybody is going to go on a 20-year run, go to half of them like the New England Patriots, win six out of them, at least six out of nine. That's not happening. The fact is, man, if you can pick up three, already spectacular there, they'd be a dynasty. Put the T-shirts together with Patrick Mahomes surrounded by three Vince Lombardis. Do it. I think it's going to be a good game. We never know with the Super Bowl. Could be a blowout, could be an ass-whooping. I hope not. I hope it's close. I hope it comes down to the wire. Typically, we've seen Super Bowl games. Sometimes they start off slow. I don't want any of that. I want to see some action. If this is a close game, how could you not take Patrick Mahomes? And if Brock Purdy comes out on top and he writes his story, then people just got to leave him alone. Kiss his ass at that point. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. It's tough. I think the 49ers are a more talented team. I'm only going with the Chiefs because of that Patrick Mahomes guy. I am much more familiar with him, his game. And if Brock Purdy can go out there and do it, God bless him. This is a difficult one. It really is. It's difficult. I would love to see both of them win. I want to see Mahomes pick up a third, and I want to see Brock Purdy pick up a championship, but there can only be one. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Joe is here from Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, JR?
I'm excellent. Go ahead, Joe, please.
Yeah, man. Just wanted to state the same thing that you said everything that I wanted to say. If you're betting on this game, you're taking chances, right? Because this, I honestly think this is going to be a wicked Super Bowl. I honestly think this is going to be an awesome Super Bowl. Like, I mean, you got Mr. Irrelevant and Mr. Awesome going at each other with great defenses. And, man, I'm so psyched for this. This is actually one Super Bowl that I'm really, this is going to be a good competition. It is, because, like, you got Andy Reid, who, you know, I mean, if you called him the greatest coach in the world, you'd have a hard argument with me, but there's, you know, I mean, you got Lombardi and
well, Shula and Belichick and Hallis.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
There are people. Yeah, there's quite a few people in front of him, but he's right there, and he is one of the.
Exactly.
He is going into the Hall of Fame. He already is one of the best coaches of all time. You think about his work with both the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas
with
City
Philly,
Chiefs,
yep.
And winning 100 plus games and now picking up these titles. Yeah, he is. So it's gonna be. It should be. Hopefully, a great game. And we'll see what happens, Joe.
Yeah, well, Shanahan, I think, you know, he's obviously not the senior that you know.
Andy Reid is? But we know that. I'll put it to you this way, Joe, and thank you for calling from Nova Scotia. Everybody can change their perception. At least the 49ers. The 49ers, whether it's Kyle Shanahan or you want to look at Brock Purdy, they can certainly change the perception that people have of them by winning. It's simple as that. If Brock Purdy helps the 49ers win the Super Bowl, if Brock Purdy helps take them on a game-winning drive at the end of the game, what is there to say after that? Nothing. If Kyle Shanahan wins, it doesn't matter if it's a blowout, a close game, people are going to give him a break for the 49ers' last defeat in the Super Bowl against these Kansas City Chiefs. People are going to give him a break, but being the offensive coordinator of the biggest collapse in Super Bowl history when he was the OC here in Atlanta for the Falcons and they took on the Patriots, one victory changes that all. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is here from Buffalo. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, JR, what's up? How you doing?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Good. I wanted to talk first about football. I just hope first about football that it's one of those games that reminds you of the Steeler-Cowboy matchups of the 70s when they were dogfights right down the end. Of course, the Steelers won both of them, 20-17 and like 35-30. But I hope it's like one of those type of games. And I wanted to talk to you about the price thing real fast. You're talking about the outrageous prices in Vegas. A friend told me, you ready for this good deal? If you go to Atlanta, Georgia football game, for $25, you get a slice of pizza, pop or water, chips, maybe peanuts, or a cookie for no more than $25.
Kevin!
Kevin! Yeah.
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
I didn't know that you're from Georgia.
I shared that story about twice in the past, I don't know, 20 minutes, because I can go into Mercedes-Benz and Arthur Blank, I gave him a lot of credit, you can pick up items for about $5. I shared that, Kevin, yes. Sorry.
Well, I didn't know you were from Georgia. I didn't realize you're from Georgia, but that's still a pretty awesome deal.
Well, thank you. It is. At the top of every hour, I say I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Well, now you know, Kevin.
But I hope this game's like that, those two Super Bowls, because those were good dog fights between the boys and the Steelers.
Okay. Well, I hope we get a good game, Kevin. Well, thank you.
No problem. Have a nice day. Enjoy the game.
I will. You too, Kevin. Kevin's calling from Buffalo. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. What can I say? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Marco, man, what you got here in this game? Which team you got, man?
Everything tells me to take the Chiefs. The only thing that I'm kind of falling back on is that the line doesn't make sense. It almost like feels like they're begging you to take the Chiefs. But I feel like watching the 49ers the last few weeks, I've been disappointed in how much they've been gashed in the run game. And Brock Purdy, as much as he's made plays down the stretch, and all season long, I was that guy that, hey, he makes every throw. What else do you want him to do? Just because he doesn't look flashy, just because he doesn't run real fast, he makes every throw you need to make. He was bad against the Packers. And he wasn't great until in the fourth quarter at the line.
Yeah.
You can't have that kind of game in the Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. You just can't. And I've been a little concerned with the fact that it's taken him so long. He's missed a ton of throws. The 49ers defense, again, has really not stood up against the run. And I am a little concerned about Kyle Shanahan getting away from Christian McCaffrey to try to prove a point of, I can win this my way. Because he's stubborn as hell. All those things add up, plus Patrick Mahomes, makes me think I can't pick anything but the Chiefs.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, this is the part that makes me go, I hope it's a good game. Because I think up and down, when you look at their rosters, especially on the offense, the 49ers are, I think, a better team. Just up and down the roster, flat and period.
100%.
But we know who the best player is, and he plays on the Chiefs. And it's like when the going gets tough, it's who you picking? You picking Brock Purdy or you going to roll with Patrick Mahomes? I think you'd be an idiot to say that, oh, I'm going with Purdy. It's not, there's no line of sight there. That's not to say that he cannot do it, but we got more of a proof of concept with Patrick Mahomes, most certainly. Hey, Hickey, man, you in the same boat. You got the Chiefs winning?
I guess I'm the lone wolf on this one. I'm taking the 49ers.
Oh, tremendous. Now I feel much better.
Come on.
Now I feel great.
I get picks right like once in a while. This could be
that's tremendous. I feel a lot better,
come
JR.
On.
Thank you. I feel a lot better.
Why, Hickey? Go ahead.
I am with you in the sense that I think this is going to be a close game. And you look in the second half this year, the Chiefs offensively have been a horrendous team in the second half. And we've seen in the postseason with the 49ers, they have been not only in the regular season the best second half scoring team, but in the postseason, they scored 44 points second half. They've been on fire. I don't think they'll get off to a slow start, but if they do, they have shown you they can recover. And I don't think the Chiefs are going to, even if the 49ers have another shaky start the way they did against the Lions, I don't think they're going to run them out of the building. Close game, fourth quarter. I trust right now this 49ers offense to get it done more than Kansas City.
Wow. Now, when you say offense, are you running that parallel with quarterback? Are you trusting Brock Purdy to get the job done more than a Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, in a vacuum, no. Okay. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league, but this year with how this offense is being run and the weapons on the offense, I will say I trust the 49ers offense as a whole, including Brock Purdy, more than I trust right now the Chiefs offense, despite the fact that they have the best quarterback in the game.
Okay. We'll see what happens. I'm going to be here Monday. You'll be here Monday. Marco, you be here Monday?
Yeah, I'll be here, and I'm smiling ear to ear. Seriously. You have no idea the mush that you got in that room. So I feel so much better now.
All right. Are you going to put some money down now, Marco?
I might. I might sprinkle.
Okay.
Well, if we don't see Marco here Monday, we know he is on a beach, retired.
Hey, listen. Marco will be able to get them $8,000 tickets and a $14 pizza. He'll be on his way. Amazing stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Super Bowl 58 on Westwood One is streaming for free, sponsored by AutoZone. On Super Bowl Sunday, hear every minute of Westwood One's broadcast live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms and get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone restrictions apply. 855-212-4CBS is the number if you want to call up before we get to the big game.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, I'm going to be here for a little while longer. The next time you hear my voice, it'll be Monday after the Super Bowl. Unless you live in New York City, where I also broadcast Saturday afternoons. I'll be on the air in New York City tomorrow, starting at 2 p.m. on legendary WFAN. If you're not in New York, if you're not sick of me by now, you can listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. And yeah, you can get 6 days of JR. Maybe you don't care about New York sports or the Knicks or the cheating general manager who falsified injuries. I don't know. Maybe you don't care about that. But, hey, you can follow me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You'll never miss when I am on the air. Let's get some more of your calls before we got to roll out. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is calling from Louisville. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Kevin?
JR, how you doing, my brother?
I'm excellent. Go ahead. What's up?
We made it. We made it, and I just hope it's a good game. I'm excited, getting pumped. Got my 50 wings I'm going to smoke and got my bottle of Four Roses, and I can't wait for this game.
Okay. And for anyone not familiar, the we that Kevin refers to is the 49ers. How confident are you that they're going to walk away with the W?
I'm anxious, but I feel like if Purdy doesn't make a mistake or two, and we can control the line and let McCaffrey run the ball and not get down early. I feel like if we can jump on them, and you're not going to rattle Patrick Mahomes, but if we can make him nervous in that pocket some, I feel like we got a good shot to win this game.
Okay.
I feel pretty confident, actually.
All right.
And I'm a lone survivor in the house, JR.
I know. You by yourself. Well, call me up on Monday and let's talk about the results, okay, Kevin? Win or lose.
All right. Have a good night, JR.
You as well. Have an excellent weekend. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Dan in Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Dan, you live?
JR?
There you go. You're live. Go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to call in, been listening to your show here for a bit, and figured I'd call in with my prediction for the big game. You know, I have Kansas City getting the win. I just think Patrick Mahomes, you know, Travis Kelce, Pacheco, all those guys on offense, they're just going to click, you know, like they always do for the big games. You can see this offseason with Mahomes, you know, playing all, well, the two away games and the one at home. He just came through. You know, people were doubting him. People were doubting Kansas City, you know, earlier in the season. But defense has stepped up. Offense is clicking. So, you know, I think they're going to get the win. We'll see what happens here. I think okay. San Francisco, you know, they're going to play a good game. It's going to be a good game. But, you know, I'm making the prediction that Purdy has the big turnover in the fourth quarter. Chiefs okay. defense seals the win.
There's a lot of people expecting him to do so. Thank you, Dan, for calling from Arizona. Appreciate you. Jeremy is here from Wichita. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Very well, Jeremy. Go ahead.
Man, I think people are kind of underselling the Kansas City defense. I think Mahomes is kind of overshadowing the whole thing. I mean, they're giving the KC defense credit, but I don't think they realize just how special that defense is that KC has right now as a unit. I don't think San Fran's going to be able to score more than 14 on them. I just
wow.
honestly don't.
Okay.
Been watching all year, and, man, these guys are – they're something special. As a unit, they just play well together. They shut teams down. Look at the point totals across the year. Nobody can get nothing done against them.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jeremy, for calling from Wichita. He thinks the 49ers are going to be held to 14. I'd be surprised about that. And, yeah, Kansas City's defense are pretty understated. I think a lot of it has to do with their age. You think about some of their defensive backs. These guys, I don't want to call them babies. Trent McDuffie is one of the best players in the league, and I think people might find out a whole hell of a lot more about him in the actual Super Bowl as opposed to what he's been able to do throughout the course of the year. John is here from Knoxville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, buddy. I'm a transplant from Syracuse, and Freeney from day one, man. That guy was a game changer. Almost got the Heisman as a defensive player, if anybody knew that, back in the day. And I followed his career, you know, through the years, and he was just a beast, man. He was a game changer. Had to prepare for him, and I'm glad he got his due. My other thing, lived in Vegas for 3 years and, almost four, probably. You people better button up your wallets. Do not go play Texas Hold'em thinking you know how to play Texas Hold'em, because what you got is a bunch of sharks waiting to devour the prey, and they are just sitting waiting, and they play every day together, and all they want is the victim's money. To sit on the table, you walk away, you drink, you have a good time, and you left that money in Vegas. And that's what they say.
Okay.
So they're expecting a hell of a payday. And I love the Chiefs. And don't forget about McCaffrey's neck. That scared the heck out of me. Played a little ball back in the day.
Okay.
And, man, when you get a stinger or whatever he had, I bet you that son of a gun is sore this week.
All right, John.
And so I hope...
Well, John, right, I got
that's all I got, buddy.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you. I'm like, John, hey, I'm running out of time here. The other John from Rochester, you're CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, quickly.
All right, Jared, what's cracking? First of all, I think it's a sin Antonio Gates isn't in Hall of Fame first ballot. And,
agreed.
And second of all, my Super Bowl prediction.
Quickly.
You know, I'm a Bills fan, and I hate the Chiefs, so, but... I got to go with Mahomes. I got to go 26-22 KC for my Super Bowl prediction.
All right. Call me up on Monday and let's talk about it, John, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, John, for calling from Rochester. Yeah, I think, what are we at? 60-40? You'd say, Hickey, people going for Kansas City 60-40, right?
I was going to maybe like 70-30. I feel like what Marco's answer is, but Mahomes is like what everyone's answer is.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen him do it now for multiple seasons and multiple years. It's tough. It's tough. Man, shoot, if there was a casino here in Atlanta, I'd be in there, well, I'd be there in 5 minutes, but there's not. And God knows the casino in Vegas, there's a reason why I stayed in Atlanta this whole Super Bowl week. I didn't need the circus, man. It saved the circus to somebody else. I'm looking forward to the game, looking forward to watching it. Hey, Hickey, when are you going to be on air, man?
Right after the game's over, 10 p.m. Eastern. So a little post-game show.
Lovely.
On Sunday, obviously.
Make sure you tune in to Ryan Hickey after the game. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll have a chance to chat it up as well back here Monday. The JR Sport Brief Show will be back on CBS Sports Radio on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Of course, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. And thank you to all of our guests who have joined us. But you know what? JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. I'll be on air tomorrow afternoon in New York City at 2 p.m. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. But I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the football. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. David Shepherd is coming up next for Bart Winkler. I like him. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.